This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Well, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, a few months back, I got together with a good friend, Nita Johnson, who has been on Messianic Vision previously. She was on a retreat in a cabin in North Carolina, and my wife and I joined her for a day. And we started talking about a subject that I know the Holy Spirit wants you to understand. The subject is union with God. And if there's anyone that provokes me to jealousy, it's people that have this union with God. Nita Johnson is one. So that for those of you that aren't familiar with her or her ministry, as a young child, she had visitations to heaven in which the Lord showed her the future of the United States. But for those that aren't familiar with your story, Nita, you were a very successful real estate woman. But you made a mistake one day. You said something about the creator of the universe. What did you say?
Well, my little sister, every day when I would come in and share my latest success story with her, she had this little tiny child's voice, and she'd say, "Oh, praise God." And I'd get so irritated every time she did that. And one day she did that, and I stood up and I pointed my finger in her face and I said, "You will never say that in this house again. God did not give me my success. I did it." And within 48 hours, I found out how much he was responsible for everything, because I lost all my business. In real estate, you work...
In 48 hours?
In 48 hours.
That's a neat trick.
Very neat trick. In real estate, you work with families. You list their home or you help them purchase a home. And I lost all of my listings. I lost all of my sales. It was incredible. But still, even though all of that had taken place, it took another 5 months for me to finally reconcile myself and return to God. And so at the end of 5 months, I realized nothing is going anywhere. I did not get another listing nor another sale for 5 months. And I was one of the top real estate people in Fresno in the residential real estate business. So that was really a lot. In addition to that, I was also a real estate manager, a sales manager. And so I had an override from what
right.
the other real estate people did. And our office began to lose business substantially until I decided to leave management. Then sales and listings went back up. So God was dealing with me. At the end of 5 months, I finally realized nothing was going anywhere until I came back and dealt with God. So even at that, it took 2 days and two nights. There was so much pride. I could have asked my baby sister, "How do you get saved?" But there was so much pride, I had to do it myself. So 2 days and two nights of seeking the Lord, I didn't eat, I didn't sleep, I wept, and I sought God. I tried to read the Bible, didn't understand a word of it, because it's spiritually discerned, not naturally discerned. And finally, just out of exasperation, I knelt down by my bed, and I said to the Lord, I said, I know that you want me to love the people that are in my world. And I don't. I know you want me to love my family, but I don't. The only one that I had any ability to love, really, was my daughter. And I said to him, "I know you want me to love you, but I don't, and I can't." unless you do it in me. Immediately, I began to feel this liquid, electrical love flow down from the top of my head. In fact, someone's feeling this right now. The Holy Spirit is dealing so strongly with my heart. That same love is flowing over someone that is listening to this broadcast. And the Lord's healing you. He's touching you. He's revealing himself to you, just like he did me that day. The love just flowed down throughout my entire being and out my feet. And then back to the top of my head, down my entire being and out my feet. It happened over and over and over again for about 10 minutes. At the end,
what did you think when this was going on?
I thought, this is the most amazing thing I have ever experienced in my life. I grew up as a child who was totally rejected and abused. I had never felt love outside of the relationship I had with my daughter. And so I said to the Lord, if this is love, I want it. I'll do anything for it. I will do anything for you to have you as much as a human being can have you this side of heaven. I just knew that I had never felt love before. Now I am feeling a quality of something that he called love that was far beyond anything I'd ever experienced in my life. And I wanted to live in the midst of it, right in the middle of it, the rest of my life. I said to him, when the whole thing was over, I knew Messiah was in my heart. I'm a Jewish believer, and so to me, he's Messiah. I knew he was in my heart, and I thought, I've spent my entire life learning bitterness, learning how to hate people for things they do wrong. But today, I've experienced love, and I dedicated my life to knowing him. I said to him, I want to know you more than any human being has ever known you this side of heaven. I want to walk in that love, and I want to give it to everybody I meet. I want to go to the depths of that love, and I want to give it to everyone I meet. I don't ever want to feel anything but love for people again. And I have lived my life by those vows, seeking God with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my strength. I want him with a desire that is so passionate I don't even know how to explain to anyone. And I want to walk in that love.
There's something you have to help me with, Nita. What you're describing is what is supposed to be normal for a true believer. But what you're describing is highly abnormal for John Q. Christian, be they spirit-filled or fundamentalist. It's highly unique. Is it because God just picked you to experience this, or can all of us walk in this kind of union?
The thing that is so wonderful is I'll share throughout this broadcast, in several of the visitations that I've had from Messiah, he has told me that he has picked me up as an example to the body of Christ as to what you can have in God if you are just willing to pay the price. And he said, I use a term that every time we talk that is intrigues me, because you say you provoked me to jealousy.
Yes.
And that's what the Lord said he was going to use me for. I know you say that to many people, but my life has been set aside to provoke the body of Christ to jealousy for the depths of God. So I know every experience I have with him is something that anyone who wants it can have.
Well, you used the term, pay the price. What do you mean by that?
It's real simple. I suppose the things of God really are always very simple.
It wouldn't be fair if they were not simple.
Yeah, that's true, because we'd never get it. But it's really this, learn to love with his love. Learn to submit to him as king and lord, and also to let go of the world.
The spirit's willing, but the flesh gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not original. I got that from the Bible.
Yeah, the flesh does get in the way, but there's grace. There's grace super and abounding and much greater than we even need to divorce ourselves from the world. I think our biggest problem in the body is we don't know, number one, that we can have such a thing, as the, what they say, the depths of God. And then secondly, we don't know how to leave the world behind. I mean, that's a new concept. We're told in the body of Christ that we can have all the world we want as long as we don't get into major sin, and all of God we want, which isn't true. I want to share with the people, if we have a minute, that the main path into God is prayer. You cannot go into the depths of God without a prayer life. And the thing that's so intriguing about the Lord is that He has established this simple, basic thing that we call prayer as, kind of as a trick, a divine trick, to get our attention. He knows that if He can put needs in our life, bring us into needs, bring us through needs, that we're going to begin to cry out to Him in what He calls prayer.
You know, many people have the misunderstanding that only intercessors, special people, are called to pray, mm-hmm. not all of us.
Yeah, and that's a fallacy. Prayer is heaven's economy. Let me say it like this. You know, in America, if we want to purchase something, we use the dollar bill. Behind that dollar, it used to be backed by gold. And so we use the instrument of the dollar bill to purchase something we want. And what backed it was gold. In heaven, we use prayer. And what backs it is faith. But it's something that God, not we, engineered.
But you know, and we'll talk about this as the week transpires, but many people have prayed, haven't seen results, they're pragmatic, so they don't waste their time. What would you say to that person right now?
I would say, ask the Lord to spark your heart with a yearning for Himself. Just touch you right now with a yearning for Himself. And ask Him to reveal Himself to you. And if you mean it in sincerity, He will ignite something inside of you that will change your life today.
Now, I can hear all the buts that are coming forth. However, with God, there's no but. He's either king of all or not king at all. I have in my hands one of Nita Johnson's books that we're making available this week. It's called The Overcoming Life Through Prayer. And there are many books on prayer. In fact, I see the introduction in this book is written by a man that's probably a household word in prayer. And he asked that question, why another book on prayer? But I can just tell you that this book is anointed to get you into prayer, to get you so excited about prayer, to get your thinking on correctly rather than incorrectly. We're making this book available, The Overcoming Life Through Prayer, postage paid $10. I would urge you to call or write today and order the book. And listen, you'll have no excuse. You had this offer, The Overcoming Life Through Prayer.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.